This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
All eyes are on a federal appeals court to see if they allow a controversial Texas immigration law to go into effect. Several groups are suing to stop the provision that allows local cops to arrest anybody they believe crossed the border illegally.
Policies pertaining to the entry of aliens are exclusively entrusted to Congress. This court said the same in 2022 in the DACA decision.
Attorney Cody Wolfsey with the ACLU argued the law radically alters the state of immigration in Texas and denies asylum seekers access to federal discretion. The Texas Solicitor General argued this week that the law mirrors federal law and should be allowed to stand. The law is currently on hold, and it's unclear when the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals could rule. Governor Greg Abbott is laying out his priorities for the upcoming legislative session, which starts and stops with a full-throttle push for school vouchers. They would allow parents to use their tax dollars to send their kids to private school.
In the Dallas Independent School District, they have a resource guide for parents on how children in their school district can change their genders. What in the world?
Abbott says that school choice will lead to the competition for students, and that, he feels, will lead to better outcomes. Vouchers have been tried for years and always come up short. They're opposed by rural Texans who don't have a private school in their area. Teachers' groups also oppose them, arguing that it will drain resources from low-income schools. A police pursuit in Hugo as the result of a hit-and-run crash ended up with the driver crashing into the Hill & Son service station at the corner of Ward and West Jackson Streets. State troopers say the store was completely demolished and there was major damage to the gas island, two vehicles, and two parked vehicles. None of the people inside the store were injured. The driver was extricated from the vehicle and transported to Choctaw Memorial and then flown to Plano Medical Center. When Oklahoma troopers went to interview her, she was gone. Paris police arrested 33-year-old Braylon Kyle Thompson after stopping him for an outstanding Delta County warrant. Thompson was known to be in the Paris area, and officers were actively watching for him. After being stopped and arrested on the warrant, an inventory of Thompson's vehicle revealed methamphetamine and a pipe for smoking narcotics located in the sun visor. Thompson was subsequently charged with the narcotics violation as well. A Collin County man has been sentenced for bankruptcy fraud. 53-year-old Jacoby Travinsky Johnson was convicted of concealing assets in a pending bankruptcy proceeding and was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison. Johnson concealed multiple accounts that he owned or controlled. Johnson also concealed hundreds of thousands of dollars, which were proceeds from fraudulently obtained Paycheck Protection Program loans that he deposited into those concealed accounts. Two people were killed Tuesday night shortly before 10 p.m. in a head-on collision in Bowie County. The preliminary DPS report indicates that 48-year-old Natasha E. Brewer of Texarkana was southbound on U.S. 59 about 4 miles south of Texarkana when she crossed over the center line and struck an SUV driven by 56-year-old Jason L. Foster of Tyler. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. Titus County deputies are seeking 51-year-old Ramiro Estupinan Saucedo, who was wanted for the felony offense of invasive visual recording. After Saucedo's activities were discovered, he's believed to have fled to Mexico, abandoning family, property, and other ties to Titus County. It's highly likely that Saucedo's predator behavior continues wherever he's located. Anyone with information should call any law enforcement agency. Jacksonville College, the only Christian junior college in Texas, has announced it will end its men's and women's basketball programs at the end of the current academic year. In a statement released Wednesday, college president David Erickson said the administration and board of trustees reached the decision to provide the best opportunity for long-term financial stability. The school will continue to offer soccer, golf, tennis, cross-country, and track and field. For continuous coverage of news, weather, sports, and the daily podcast, visit easttexasradio.com. Dick Kirkpatrick, Headline News.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.